I wanted to just reflect briefly about water and life and spirit, because we have all four, water, life, spirit, in response in this reading with the Samaritan woman. In the Bible, water has many meanings. It means salvation, survival, hope, rebirth, life. In fact, we just heard an example from Exodus. Survival. Water is survival. Moses strikes the rock, and from it water flows for the people and for their flocks. But elsewhere in the Bible, even the prophets use the word water. Water to mean cleansing. The prophet Zechariah would write someday in an eschatological sense, a futuristic sense, about a new temple. He wrote, "On that day there shall be a fountain open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness." And if you go all the way to the book of Revelation, the visions of John tell us, "Then he showed me the river, the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb." And water is one of the principal images in the Gospel of John. Right? Including this reading today, and it follows another encounter between Jesus and a man named Nicodemus. And he tells Nicodemus, to enter the kingdom of God, one must be born again. Born again. Now, there are evangelists who may ask you that question, have you been born again? But Jesus is very clear on how that happens. One must be born again of water and spirit. Water and spirit. But water also means life, as in today's story. Here the Lord promises this woman life, like water that becomes a source welling up to eternal life. He uses those words, but she struggles with that. She can't get beyond this physical image of water. And her response to him is almost mocking. "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for water? You don't even have a bucket." She can't imagine how Jacob, the great patriarch, who gave them this well and the water in it, can be overseeded by this Jew that she's speaking to. She can't imagine that this Jew would be greater than the patriarch Jacob. But not only is the water he offers far greater, this water leads to eternal life, far more than anything that can come out of that well. He speaks to her of the gift of God and the one who is speaking to her. And all she needs to do is ask the one speaking to her for that gift, and he would give it to her. Right? But she's hearing all of this through her experiences of daily life and her culture, and she's struggling with it. And the only thing that shocks her out of that is when Jesus had explained to her how many husbands she's had and all that. So, is the woman convinced? Well, we're not really sure. We do know that the people there respond immediately. They come out to the well, and they invite him to stay for 2 days. And toward the end of the story, they say, "We believe not because of your word, but we've heard the word ourselves. We believe Because conversion is the fruit of that life, that water that Jesus offers. And response to it is different for everyone. Some people reject it. Some people may receive it but totally don't understand it. Some people are all in, like these villagers. And there are lots of other responses to it. It's like a spectrum from all in to rejection of the gift. And all of us, baptized or not, confirmed or not, are somewhere on that spectrum of response to the gift. I think Lent is a great time for us to ask ourselves, where are we on that spectrum? In spirit, how do we respond to that gift? Are we all in? Or are we somewhere else, maybe a step away from that, not totally embracing that? So Lent motivates us, I think, to ask that question. But the other question is, how far are we from God? Or how close to us is He? Jesus tells us the Father wants people to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. And they talk about, she's talking about the mountain that they're standing on. God is not a mountain or a place, right? Or even a sanctuary. Jesus speaks of spirit and truth. And the Father wants those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. So during Lent, we can ask ourselves, where am I in responding to Him? And how close am I to Him? Because you can't separate the answers to those questions. Either we are almost there or not. Because the Father wants us to orient our lives to Him, to accept this gift, this water offered by Jesus, this gift welling up to eternal life. That is everything Jesus tells us it is.